Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. That is your week ahead.
And that's the end of that. That's the end of that segment.
Thanks. I don't know what happened with that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
Story to put in front of you happening today. Story that we've been following for now almost a year from a shots fired incident on the freeway. Happened in Waukesha. A woman accused in that case is due back in court once again. I'll fill you in on that here in a moment. But we had another one of these over the weekend. So this is the Southern Bypass. So it's called like six different things now. It's 89. We used to just call it the bypass, right? It's 894. It's 41. It's 43 for a stretch in there. Whatever. You know where we're talking. Like 76th Street.
Yeah.
The freeway on the south side in Greenfield, right? And you've got the westbound lanes were shut down Saturday night as authorities were on scene. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office investigating reports, according to TMJ4, of both a crash and a shooting. Either or maybe both as they arrived on scene. Turns out they do believe that there were shots fired on the freeway. So they shut things down for a couple of hours, as they often do. You usually see the video. Deputies walking like almost arm to arm, just trying to comb the area for any shell casings, for evidence for the case that they ultimately would put together against a freeway shooter. The problem is, in many of these circumstances, and I think this is one of the reasons these keep happening, is they don't find who it is. And if they do find who it is, we never hear about any consequences for these actions. I mean, look, we're all guilty probably of losing your temper, right, on the road, having road rage. Can you imagine the mental state to be in to pull a firearm and start shooting on the freeway? But this happens far more often than it should, right? It should happen zero times. But again, we see these cases
in regular occurrence.
Yes, and the sheriff's office has not indicated whether or not they have suspects nor anyone in custody. So that's a story to watch more recent times. But we've been following this case for a year or something, in part because it played out while we were all on the air together here. And there was a freeway shutdown. It was the eastbound lanes of I-94 right before the zoo interchange, and they had shut down the freeway. And we saw, much as I just described, deputies appearing to look for evidence, and it was, in fact, a shots-fired incident. And the woman whom they had arrested is Rosita Sims. She's now 28 years old. She's had a birthday since, because it's been a minute, and her case is still not adjudicated. She's got another appearance in court today.
All right.
As the court has allowed, and they're bound by, you know, the legal proceedings of due process, but she has changed lawyers. I believe this will be her third time now changing lawyers. She's argued competency. She said this, that, and the other thing, all the while out on bail and all the while stalling and delaying. She's accused of shooting up a car on I-94, and nobody was injured in that case. But again, how seriously are we willing to treat these potential crimes? She was set for a plea and sentencing hearing earlier this month, where you thought finally this thing was going to come to an end, plead to whatever charges against her, and then would be sentenced. But then all of a sudden, need a new lawyer, public defender back in the mix. So we'll find out what exactly is going on today. Another court appearance for Rosita Sims, the alleged freeway shooter.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
They say the Packers escaped with a win on Sunday. Feels like an understatement. Fox Sports on the call. Bears lined up for a 45-yard field goal to win it at Soldier Field. Blocked. Carl Brooks got enough of a hand on it. The Packers win 20-19.
First of all, we will never, ever apologize for winning this league. Never. All right?
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Don't ever apologize to me.
In the locker room after the game. No, you don't have to apologize for winning, but there's a lot to be sorry about in this one.
Couple of interesting coaching decisions.
Packers did find a way. On the block, I thought this was kind of funny. LaFleur said he couldn't tell initially who got a paw out there.
I saw all our players surrounding Carl Brooks. So I figured he probably was the one that blocked it.
Solid deduction there. So you can say we shouldn't even have been in that situation. You can point to any number of missed opportunities. But special teams, that's part of the plan, too. And apparently, Packers special teams coach Rich Bisaccia thought there was a vulnerability in the protection for the Bears' kicking game.
Rich said to our team last night, I will not understand if we come out of this game without a block, whether field goal or PAT. So, great job by our special teams coaches.
Okay, well, he got that block.
Yeah.
Last play of the game.
At the perfect time.
Packers 7-3 now on the season, host the 49ers. That's a 3:25 kick Sunday at Lambeau.
Packers remain in third place in the North. That's because the Vikings and Lions just keep on winning this division, man. The Lions just destroyed Jacksonville. 52-6 was the final, although they did lose another starter and captain, linebacker Alex Anzalone broke his arm. Vikings beat the Titans 23-13. Texans and Cowboys tonight on Monday Night Football.
Badgers football head coach Luke Fickell fired his offensive coordinator coming off that 16-13 loss at home to the number one team in the land, Oregon, Saturday night. That was a better game than it was supposed to be. Wisconsin just 226 yards of offense in that game, so Phil Longo gets whacked. Statement from Fickell did not say who's going to be running the offense moving forward. Badgers travel next to Nebraska Saturday for a 2:30 kick.
Bucks host the Rockets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Our coverage starts at 6 right here on WDTMJ. Tip is at 7.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to hear about this week? What are you going to read about in the timeline? What's going to be in your news feed? What's on the televisions, the newspapers, and right here on the WDTMJ radio airwaves?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Well, today starts the today's the start of Winter Awareness Week. So, yeah, so you're going to learn about how it's going to be cold. And we also have some weather changes coming Wednesday. You might notice a little bit of a wintry thing happening Wednesday and Thursday here on the Southeast Wisconsin forecast. We're also going to hear a lot about diverging diamonds this week. Yes, diverging diamond interchange. It's going to open at I-43 at Brown Deer by Saturday morning. So this is the one where the traffic kind of shifts over to the opposite side of the road. So when you're on Brown Deer heading east or west, it's going to shift you in the opposite lanes, kind of.
When you're going over the freeway, you're going to be in the left-hand lanes, even though you're going right.
And I think there's going to be this attempt to freak out about this, but I really do think you should be okay.
You channel your inner Anglophile. Yeah, yes. The Brits drive on the other side.
Thank you. Yeah,
this is the new roundabout.
Yeah, it'll direct you. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Weather dependent, by the way.
Okay, thank you. State Supreme Court is going to hear arguments today on whether Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf can keep her job. Don't forget, Republicans have been trying to push her out for a long time now, so now it goes before the High Court in Madison. On Thursday, the city of Waukesha is going to mark 3 years since the Christmas parade attack. They're going to dedicate the parade memorial at Greedy Park. Also Thursday, festival season begins. The holiday lights kick off at Pere Marquette. Pabst Mansion also going to fire up the old lights on Thursday. Now, for those wondering, the Christmas tree at Deer District, that won't get lit until after Thanksgiving. So lots of Christmas stuff starting to pop up. Have you noticed? All right, the G20 summit gets underway in Rio de Janeiro. World leaders may be asking President Biden what he thinks about President-elect Trump and what he's going to do with his America First agenda. That'll probably come up a couple of times. So what's that guy going to do with this? Man, so one of the money questions that I'm sure they'll discuss. On Tuesday, a judge in New York has given prosecutors and Trump lawyers until Tuesday to hash out how to proceed in the hush money case. Remember, this is the one that they haven't decided yet whether or not he's even going to be sentenced. So they got to decide whether to move forward with the sentencing or to throw it out or do whatever by tomorrow.
So it's supposed to be last week and they pushed it.
Yeah, they pushed it. And then sentencing is scheduled for later this month, but they got to make some type of decision on that. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air live Wednesday on ABC, one of the most popular of all the awards for you country music fans. Packers, of course, play the 49ers this weekend at the movies. A huge, huge weekend is coming up at the box office.
The odds are against you.
The odds are always against me.
You got Gladiator 2 and you've got Wicked. This is Barbenheimer written. This is what it's going to be.
What are they calling it? Got to come up with a name.
Gladiator Kid?
Wickedator?
Ooh, Wickedator could work. Anyway, that's going to happen over the weekend. So this is what you got, two of the big
ones. It's Wickedator until we think of something else.
And by the way, for Wickedator, one thing to remember, there is a part two of Wicked. It's not just the one. It's going to be a twofer. So don't go to Wicked thinking this is the only movie, because it's not.
You're on the hook for two films.
Yes, there's going to be some kind of. It's going to keep you in having to watch it again coming up next year. That is your week ahead.
And that's the end of that. That's the end of that segment.
Yikes, I don't know what happened with that.
News about your money this morning. WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 305 points to 43,445 at the end of trading on Friday. NASDAQ was down 2.25% to 18,680. And the S&P 500 finished the week at 5,871. That was down about 79 points. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth. Annex Private Client. Annex Ignite. Details at annexwealth.com.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
We may not know the nominees yet, but we do know who will be hosting the Academy Awards. Would you like to make a prediction or a guess?
Delaney? John Delaney?
Rob Delaney?
Rob Delaney?
It
yeah,
is,
he's the funny guy.
He's not that funny guy, but it is a funny guy.
I've been handed an Oscar. I'm an Oscar winner. It's amazing.
Host.
Oh, I'm hosting.
Yes.
I'm an Oscar host.
Exactly.
Oh.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I thought that was Conan there. All right.
Yeah, so Conan O'Brien will be hosting the Oscars this year. I like that choice. He's an everyday funny guy, right?
Everyone is his show still on? Conan.
He still does some podcasting. He's been all over the place finding ways to make a niche.
Yeah, he'll be okay, right?
I think so. Right? You're not a Conan guy, huh?
I'm fine with it.
All right. I guess you're not a Conan guy. The Oscars aren't...
I didn't even know the name of the other guy I just mentioned. So. I don't know. Some guy tells jokes.
Oscars aren't until March 2nd, so we got some time.
Coming up on 7:42, Wisconsin's Morning News. Boy, Today's Show and Good Morning America both doing the Bobby Portis story, but because it's expanded.
Right. So Portis, you may recall, had his home burglarized during a game earlier this season. Now police are saying those burglaries at his home and others may be similar for a specific reason. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Milwaukee Bucks star Bobby Portis says he's now offering $40,000 for any information leading to the return of his property. He says the men broke in while he was at a game. Police telling our Milwaukee station that crime shares similarities to recent burglaries at the home of Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley and Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, so they think there might be a connection, or at least it seems odd that there'd be so many of these connected to, or similar, if you will, of these burglaries. Plus, there's a report of a major security breach at Windsor Castle. Sun newspaper reporting that masked men scaled the perimeter of the Royals estate near where Prince William and his family live. Police telling ABC News that they received a report of a burglary about a month ago. Statement said that the offenders tried to enter a farm building, made off with a couple of vehicles that they were able to steal.
Connected in so much as they seem to be the same
copycatters,
right? But whether it's the same group thieves,
yeah, there's nothing to suggest.
It just seems geographically not likely,
right?
Right? Why do you pick Portis in Milwaukee and then a couple guys in Kansas City and then somebody in Minnesota, right? So,
right.
I tend to agree with your first thought. There is, did somebody get the idea based on the Portis thing of, you know, actually we know exactly when these guys aren't going to be home,
right?
And that doesn't mean that you don't have security systems at all these homes, or perhaps other people being home at the time. But, right, did that plant a seed in some others? That seems more likely to me than it's the same theft ring that's
right.
involved in all these, just given their geographic dispergence, if you will.
Portis throwing out, offering $40,000. Hey, just bring back my stuff. Clearly it means something to him. I haven't heard anything to suggest that he's gotten anything back.
Probably good that it's getting more and more coverage, though, because at some point, something's going to give.
Mm-hmm.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers will be back at home on Sunday. Got the 49ers coming to town. There were some good things in Chicago.
Jacobs up the middle and in. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Packers and Bears running back Josh Jacobs, 76 yards rushing, 58 through the air, and one touchdown. The other good thing, okay,
they
we won
the game. Stop it.
20-19 was the victory over Chicago. It ended with a blocked field goal to win it.
And it's blocked! Oh, my goodness, the Packers block it, and they're going to win!
Now, Fox Sports on the call there. Plenty of bad, though. Some bad decisions, some bad throws.
Love. Guns are low. Oh, high! It's picked off at the goal line. Terrell Smith, room to roll.
Jordan Love, another interception. That one with the Packers driving in the red zone.
Obviously, we had Tucker Kraft right there, kind of on a pivot route, and I missed him on the throw. Just missed high. Obviously, sailed over his head, and DB was right there to make a play on it. So it's a bad throw.
All right. So I mean, no other explanation. Just
bad throw is
bad
better
throw.
Than a bad decision, though, right?
There were some bad decisions, though. I mean, that Watson catch.
Oof.
That was a bad decision.
Yep.
Speaking of Kraft open, Kraft was totally open. I don't know what 10, 15 yards underneath. And he just chucked it down to Watson. It worked out.
Yeah, it did.
But, so, on the bad decisions, hindsight 2020, of course, but going for it on fourth and goal when you had a chance to put points on the board?
I didn't know when we were going to get the ball back. And typically, I don't know what all you analytical people say out there, whether you should go for it, kick it. I just thought, you know, we're on the five-yard line. Let's go for it. We're down 5 points. You know, and with the hope that at worst case scenario, we'll get a stop and get the ball back with pretty good field position.
All you analytical people, I'll speak for some of us, kick the field goal.
I do love that.
Take the points.
The analysis headline in the JS says, Packers' decisions would have been fatal were they not playing the Bears. But perhaps that's why he made those decisions, because he knew who he was playing.
Aha! Ask Mark Tauscher about it coming up next in just a few minutes. Next up for the Pack again, 3:25 kick against San Francisco, that game in Green Bay.
Your Green Bay Packers remain in third place. The Vikings and the Lions both win. The Lions just absolutely destroy Jacksonville, 52-6. They did lose another starter, though. A linebacker, Alex Anzalone, broke his arm, so he's out for several weeks. The Vikings beat the Titans 23-13. And the Texans and Cowboys play tonight, Monday Night Football, the last game of the week.
Some Badgers news for you. Badgers whacked their offensive coordinator. They travel next to play Nebraska on Saturday. Bucky put up a fight against the number one team in the land this weekend. Fell to Oregon 16-13 Saturday night. Defense was scary good. But the offense, only 226 yards on the night. So offensive coordinator Phil Longo is out. Wisconsin basketball, hoping they don't have a letdown tonight. Got the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV, coming off that thumping of number 9 Arizona and a stunning victory for the Badgers.
Thought tonight's it was going to be magical, man.
Right?
Thought it was going to be a magical weekend.
Wouldn't that be great? Two top 10s fall in Wisconsin. Yeah. Tonight's tip, 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center.
Bucks and Rockets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip at 7 o'clock. Our coverage of Buck Shootaround begins at 6 right here at WDTMJ.
Idea Man.
My wife loves the Hallmark love movies.
Innovator.
Good-looking high school quarterback moves back into town.
Yep.
Young lady that they were in high school, she owns a coffee shop. He's selling Christmas trees. They accidentally bump into each other, and bam, there's your movie.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
They should. If they're smart, they would start, like, sequeling them in. And when you get into, like, the divorce, I don't know if there's a divorce season, but, you know, April, May. And just kind of streamline the whole deal.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, Eric always says play the hit, so I'm going to play the hit.
And it's blocked! Oh my goodness, the Packers block it, and they're going to win!
And they're going to win. Packers over the Bears, 20-19 in Chicago. I just laughed when that happened.
Yeah.
I was fully resigned to having lost. Okay. I was in a terrible mood for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, it's. I think that was. I wasn't shocked, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I think the Bears played and emptied their bucket. And I think we, you know, all week, I was, by the end of the week, I was getting a little nervous. I know when we talked on Friday, it was anytime there's so many people saying stuff and you professional athletes and the Bears and what's going to go one way, 0% chance, all this stuff, I always get a little nervous. And I give the Bears a lot of credit for how they competed yesterday, but they played one of their best games of the season. Green Bay did not, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I still just felt, you know, the way they handled it at the end of the game and positioned it, I thought there was a chance. Now, to say that I thought he was going to get a block, no, but missing field goals, we've seen a lot of that. And the Bears just have not been able to figure how to get out of their own way. So even when they played better than the Green Bay Packers, they still have not found a way to beat Matt LaFleur when he's been the head coach of this team. So I did also chuckle. I don't feel bad for Bears fans, unlike my co-host. And I think this is one of those games that you look back and say, we didn't do everything we needed to do, but we found a way to win. And I think that is going to be the kind of the storyline moving forward this week.
And that always happens, right, Tosh? You always have a dog or two, an egg or two that get laid, but still, if you eke out the W, that's what good teams are able to do, right?
Indeed. I do. There are some concerns, though. There have been other games, I think Jacksonville and some other games, you know, where Jordan was hurt. Maybe it was, well, you found a way to win and they made a kick against the Texans. And you want to have that grit. You want to have that where you cannot play your best. I'd like to see this team play its best for four quarters. And we have not seen that, maybe outside of the Arizona Cardinal game. Every other game there's been, you know, some spots where the defense didn't do it. And that was the thing for me yesterday, where we're trying to figure out, well, why did you not get the ball? Jacobs had a really good day. I think without Josh yesterday, we don't beat the Chicago Bears. And then what Watson was able to do. So there's positives, but to only run, I think we ran 40-some plays. And that you could say, well, offensively, you had some big plays. The way the defense played against a team that hadn't scored a touchdown in forever, I was disappointed with that. So it is great. You never apologize. We heard LaFleur after the game, never apologize for winning. Trust me, NFL, the margin is so tight. You do never apologize, but you also have to start stringing some things together. And I thought you cleaned up some of the penalties yesterday, but for the most part, just way too much, gave way too much stuff up to a team that I think offensively is really challenged. They looked really, really competent yesterday. And that was the part of the game for me that was disappointing. But I'm in the same boat. I'm excited that we're sitting here at 7-3. And I don't think we've even come close to playing our best football.
Mark, you mentioned your co-host of Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin, Jason Wilde, who expressed, what did he say? He felt bad for Bears fans last week?
Yeah, like some kind of sympathy, I think.
So
yeah,
I thought of him during the game, Tausch, when we were playing poorly, and it was either Packers suck or Green Bay sucks. The chant was audible on there. I thought of Wilde in that moment and thought, not for a second do I feel bad for Bears fans.
Never.
Not for a second.
No. Yeah, I don't either. And I know it's fun to see all these reaction videos from both sides. It's really fun, you know, a Big Cat down in Chicago, and there's a lot of avid Bear fans. I'm sure you guys have Bear fan friends too. And one of the guys on our text string, we were just crushing him. And then he actually said, I knew that was going to happen. That's that mentality the Bears fans have. And it is kind of in their psyche now, that it's just whatever can go wrong will go wrong, even when you think everything's going right. So, yeah, I think Jason's in the minority on that. Most of us, not that we bask in that glow, it's more about winning for us than what the Bears are doing. But that's a nice little perk, too.
Agreed. 7:57, thanks, Tausch. Wisconsin Good Morning News.
Even if from time to time they've been a little lame, how could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a hand.